Here's a thought I'll title, Purposely Off. A while back, I made a landscape image in which, for reasons I now can't verbalize, I desaturated the naturally bright blue sky to an emotionally dark steel blue-gray, very, very gently blue, mostly gray. And I'll have to admit, no sky ever looked that way in real life. But I loved it, in spite of the obvious fact that it wasn't true to human vision. I shared this image with a number of people, and curiously enough, because it was so clearly an aesthetic choice, people seemed to be willing to accept it as an artistic expression. No one said, "Why did you make the sky that color? That's not what the sky looks like." And the more I thought about this, the more I guess the lesson is, if you're going to alter reality, do it enough so that it's evident that you've done it on purpose. Doesn't it make sense that this is particularly true here in the days of digital photography and our ability to create things from nothing? Think of AI and images generated by ChatGPT, etc. You can simply describe something and the software will make it for you, but oftentimes, at least from the examples that I've seen, what it makes looks not right. It's fake somehow. And we know it's fake somehow. And the problem is, a lot of people will look at it and not know that it's fake. You and I, as photographers, we can look at a fake photograph and spot it a mile away because there's inconsistencies that we can see with our photographically trained eyes. But the public doesn't always catch it. It seems to me that if you're going to do things that don't look real, the best strategy is to make them really not look real, so that it becomes an aesthetic choice. Think of that melting clock face in that famous Dali surrealist painting. No one's going to look at that clock face and think it's real. No, we look at it and instantly know that Dali is making an artistic statement there. And it becomes our responsibility to try to figure out what he's saying. That's what I mean by, if we're going to make something fake, make it so fake that everybody knows it's a fake. But that's not what I see happening a lot with the high-powered technology we have available to us. Maybe this is just a phase at the beginning of these capabilities. And as time moves on, photographers will become a little more savvy about the obvious and the subtle. But right now, we're stuck sort of in that no man's land. I'm seeing lots and lots and lots of photographs where the color has been pumped up through the vibrance control. It's easy to do, and it makes everything look hyper-real. But if we really look at it carefully, it's less real and more hyper than it probably should be. People look at those photographs and think it's real. And you and I know that it's not. And the more people think those hyper colors are real, they become dissatisfied with normal photographic colors, or as far as that goes, the normal colors that the world presents us. So it becomes a little bit like a drug. You have to have more and more of it as time goes on. That's a completely different thing than making your images purposely exaggerated so everybody knows they're exaggerated and knows that even though the colors might be off, they exist that way because of an artistic decision the photographer made. That sky that I made look not like a sky. Viewers may not like it, but at least they won't think it's an incompetent mistake, which seems to me a matter of interpreting the line between what's real and what's not real, what's purposely off with exaggerated colors, and what's more an example of someone not quite knowing what they're doing. If you're going to do something that's definitely fake, it seems to me the best approach is make sure that everybody knows it's a fake and that you made it fake on purpose.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.